I rise in favor of Senate Bill 613. As a 30-year active-duty military intelligence veteran in the United States Army, just 2 years out of uniform, vectors and pandemics is something we study ever since I wore the uniform in 1986. We had fears back then during the Cold War that the Soviet socialists would use that as an indirect way to attack our economy. Alas, the Soviets did not go that way, and the pandemic came inadvertently from China, but it's having the exact effect and impact that we feared it would had the Soviets done the same during the Cold War. Lost in this debate from a national strategic perspective is the economy. Our lives, well-being, and our healthcare system are tied to it and cannot exist without it. That's why we fear the Soviets would attack us indirectly with a vector or pandemic during the Cold War. And this is exactly what's coming about now. My fears are borne out that the heavy-handed approach regarding the economy in Pennsylvania will have far-reaching effects that will live on long past our time. We are indeed in the greatest crisis of our lifetimes, yet the impact of this crisis is far worse than it needs to be. I regret to say that I fear the cure may well indeed prove worse than the disease. The one-size-fits-all approach to choose which businesses can and cannot remain open defies reason and logic. This, combined with the cloak of secrecy surrounding the waiver process, is distressing and needlessly causing the ruination of thousands of our people's lives. Furthermore, the proposition that this is an either-or decision is absurd. Our people are crying out for action. They're calling out for reason and common sense to prevail. The mischaracterizations and slogans fly in the face of what Senate Bill 613 is designed to do. Our constituents are growing weary of the dithering and look to us to do the good, transparent, and appropriate and safe thing. Yet many questions remain. How is it that Pennsylvania is the only state in the nation that forbids car sales, golf courses to be open, forbids all types of construction, and even now moving to close garden shops? The inconsistency of these decisions is not lost on any person in the state. Meanwhile, aisles packed with shoppers in superstores and food stores go on, where I postulate is not a safe environment from a COVID-19 perspective. Or the dangers that exist in our beautiful big cities where mass transit continues to operate and is a more likely place to spread the virus, while many, many businesses and functions across the Commonwealth can employ common sense, center disease control compliant safety measures to reopen. This is about doing the right thing. And we live in a great Commonwealth with smart, innovative people who can safely reopen for business. Hardest hit among these suffering during this economic shutdown are single-parent families and independent business owners. I'm hearing from many independent business owners of the distressing time they're going through, still unable to apply for unemployment, many of whom have not received any income in over a month. This is unconscionable. It's time for good common sense measures to be implemented. So indeed, this is not an either-or proposition. We can, with the provisions in Senate Bill 613, allow businesses to reopen without threatening the health of our population. We need to hear the voice of our people. We need to be the voice of the people. I've studied extensively the guidelines from a national strategic perspective, as laid out by the Center of Disease Control and Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which clearly delineates and outlines how we can safely and smartly reopen key sectors of our state without compromising the integrity of our population. This is indeed the time for action, not for dithering and inaction. I urge all my colleagues to do the right thing, to not be deaf to the needs and cries of our people. Senate Bill 613 will not threaten anyone's life. It is a safe, informed, and proven way to get back to work without increasing the spread of the virus. The massive shutdown order is having a far-reaching impact that is undercutting every sector of our state, and I fear our lives. For instance, the unnecessary mandate to shut down car dealers across the state, except those lucky enough to get a waiver, is keeping essential personnel from getting to their jobs. A personal friend of ours is a nurse. She's on the front line of freedom here fighting the good fight. And her car broke down, is not repairable, and she's having a heck of a time getting to where she needs to be to help our people. That's just one vignette of many that I'm hearing. This is why I'm concerned about this one-size-fits-all shutdown order. We also know the impact it's having on dairy farmers, especially in my district, who are forced to dump their products in the midst of this crisis here because they can't put it in containers or get it to the shops in time. There's too much friction caused by the shutdown order. And then the waiver process, which I alluded to already, has proven inconsistent and flawed throughout its existence. It's time to stand up for our people, to be their voice, to safely open up sectors of the state. As a historian, I look across the centuries of our great Commonwealth, and I see the many crises we've come out better and stronger. The French and Indian War, the Revolution, the Civil War, which devastated my district in 1863, the First World War, the Great Depression, the Second World War, the Cold War, and of course, 9/11. Yet, I fear the ill-advised decisions closing vast swaths of our economy will make the consequences of this pandemic far, far worse than it needs be. I agree with my esteemed colleague from York County that all jobs are essential. All jobs are life-sustaining. I urge my colleagues to do the right thing, to look out for our people, not be deaf to their cries, and vote to support Senate Bill 613.